This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. I am, as they say, Harriet Rose, and this is Thursday at 4 o'clock. We've got loads of new music coming your way this afternoon. Plus, I've got a brand new champion of the week this week. I'll give you a little clue. I interviewed the lead singer at Reading Festival. She's a total babe. She wears very good suits, but it's not Grace Carter, who also wears good suits. So I'm going to be chatting about them a little bit later. They've also got a gig tonight in London, which is really, really exciting. Plus, Fia Moon's going to be in the studio. Marcel's going to be in the studio. Swan Sounds is going to be in the studio. And Dominique Dubow is on a little later. By the way, you can go and check out. I've been having a little look on the FUBAR YouTube. There's loads of really fun interviews up. All the Reading interviews are up there. Plus my chats with Nina Nesbitt and Grace Carter, which are really, really, like, I had a lot of fun with those girls. So go and have a little watch if you fancy, but not, obviously, for the next 3 hours, because you've got FUBAR Radio goodness up until then. I'm going to play a brand new, one of the new songs from Brockhampton, Juvert. You can go and check out their video for this, which is like a thermographic camera shot video. It's kind of weird and creepy. Everything they do is awesome. They've also released another music video this week. We'll talk more about it on the other side, though. This is a banger. You can also check out their new album, but I'll talk about it on the other side. Goodbye.
Take it up or leave it.
Women's a rough patch on eye for the parachute. They going AWOL the second that the light is on. It's a treat and it's on if she hit the powder wrong. I pull it back and check my boots, so yeah, I'm about to blow. It's a 90 race, some hell shit. Probably like when the lane switch. Coming how you wear a strobe light, I hit the kill switch. Neck twist like exorcist, I'ma see you around. It's tonight, tonight, I'm losing all I'm doing, I'm about this.
White gloves, wood grain, money in a suitcase. On my way to the bank. Wood grain, money in the suitcase. On my way to the bank. 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 Suitcase. On my way to the bank. On my way to the bank. On my way to the bank.
To the casket drops, I will play God. Fuck the world, let's start it right. Got too much too quick. Goddamn, I'm feeling sick, bitch. Call the doctor. Don't act like I ain't been dead to you. Don't act like I ain't deserted shit. Could last a day inside my head. That's why I did the drugs I did. Got issues with these motherfuckers. From their pedestals, from that petty view on that petty shit. Pray for peace with a knife in my hand. Sleep my peace like a gun in my hand. Come equipped just to blast the shit. Misunderstood since birth. Fuck what you think and fuck what you heard. I feel betrayed. You can keep the praise and all of the fuck shit. Need to get away. Still ain't got the right to the take on by the people. I thought I knew better. Wish I knew better. Should have known better. Wish that I was better. I'm dealing with the fame and you fake motherfuckers. I'm too real.
Excuse me. Let me pass. Promise me gas. We ain't playing gas. Don't blame me. Then give him the
top. I'll be in my bag.
Excuse me.
Trust you isn't built for this, man. Me and my dogs built for this, man. We going for the gifts and the grand. Gingerbread man, but that shit stay hydrated, nigga. I'ma let that bitch go home. Cause my mama, what's up? What's up? Black pouch fist hanging from my black bro. Yo, she saw me in that cereal. She wants a lick of Oreo. Damn, break the dam when I spit the flow. I'm on the lamb like the fucking wolf. Hopping out the van, I'm at Abbey Road. Beds with cameras in the bathroom, man. That's difficult. I just wanna smoke.
Northampton. You can now listen to their full album, Iridescence. It's up and alive. It's been up for a week. And I'm really bad. I still haven't listened to it. I haven't had the chance to listen to it this week. It's been a crazy week, but I'm so excited to get into this. They're also dropping merch for the Iridescence. Basically, I think, you know, merch back in the day was always like quite basic, just a picture of the person. Nowadays, merch has gone to another level. And I think if you're going to buy any merch, you need to go and get Brockhampton merch because it's going to be very, very good. They also just dropped the San Marcos video, which is really cute. It kind of shows off their personalities quite a lot. Like, a lot of the members are quite sort of shy and I don't know. You kind of get a bit more of a sense of their personality from it, I think. But yeah, go and listen to Iridescence. I'm going to do the same as soon as I leave this room. And I think it's probably going to be incredible. I've spoken to Hannah and she said it's amazing. So I believe her. I do. I honestly do. I know many wouldn't. I'm going to do that. What are you doing? You're being horrible. My producers are basically being rude to me via the shared screen of our computer. So... oh, okay. They just filmed the New Orleans video in Sydney and the last video was filmed in Melbourne. Are you just showing off because you're Australian? Basically, Brockhampton is showing that they love a bit of Australia right now. Hannah actually went to see them in their gig in London and I went to see them at Reading Festival. They're amazing. They're on tour at the moment in Australia, the other side of the world. It's literally 24 hours away from here. That's what boggles my mind. Talking about that, right, you know I have a thing about spiders. And I talk a lot with Australian artists about how nutty the spiders are. This morning, I left my house and I couldn't actually get out of the front door because a spider had webbed me in my own home. Now, that's a bit extra, okay, guys? So if you're a spider and you're thinking about webbing someone in their own home, back off, because I feel guilty putting a stick in your web because it looks so pretty, but I gotta get out of my house, babe. I don't know if any of you have been catching these giant spiders that have been invading the UK, but I'm covered in them. Walthamstow is back-to-back massive spiders. I've just revealed where I live. I've just revealed all the people are gonna come and they're gonna come and get me. They're gonna get me now. They know where I am. I'm gonna play the new French Montana and Drake song. So French Montana and Drake have been Bezzies for ages, and we know that already, but we this song is their second song to, no not second song, this is their second sort of follow-up song. I can't find my notes. Hannah, put my notes on the shared screen, girl. Basically, this is the follow-up to No Fashion, I think it's called. It's called No Stylist. Drake mugs off Kanye in it again, even though I think Kanye tried to apologise. I don't know if he was taking the piss or not, but yeah, anyway, he pops off at Kanye West in this one. It's the follow-up to No Shopping. That's what it's called. I forgot what it's called. No Fashion, idiot, Harriet. French Montana, No Stylist, featuring Drake. They're already pals. When he came to London and did his album preview of Scorpion, French Montana was there. I saw him having a little chill and I think a cigar with Drake. But they seem to be very pally. So maybe we're going to be seeing more music. Maybe they'll do an album together. Maybe they'll do a tour together. I'm just creating wild rumours now. But let's have a listen to No Stylist featuring Drake. This is French Montana.
I'm in London, got my beef from London.
I style, no stylist. No Chanel, Saint Laurent, Gucci bag, huh? Lifestyle, no stylish. Louis Vuitton, Jimmy Choo, that's on you, huh? Diamonds on my neck, frozen tears. Hopping out the jet, leers. Bad bitches getting wet here. Yeah, don't call me till the check's clear. Fuck they talking about? Fast talk, running laps. Now I'm not playing it, shit. French vanilla sipping on, lid just picking up. Hong Kong, Morocco, I'm here. No stylish. Now I ain't playing with these bitches. They childish. Yeah, look around, they crying. She said I ain't got no heart, bitch. Find it. I style. No stylish. No Chanel, Saint Laurent, Gucci bag, huh? Lifestyle. No stylish. Louis Vuitton, Jimmy Choo, that's on you, huh? Diamonds on my neck, frozen tears. Hopping out the jet, leers. Bad bitches getting wet here. Yes,
Don't call me till the check's clear.
I got the game in a squeeze. Who disagree? I wanna see one of y'all run up a beat. Yeah, two open seats, we flying at 7 and pat for the beach. Yeah, keeping a G, I told her don't win no 350s round me.
I style, no stylish.
No Chanel, Nike track, doing roll with some WAP. And that's capo in the back, and that's woe in the back. Don't need Gucci on my back, TV Gucci got my back. Don't know where y'all niggas at, I been here, I been back. In the Lala, word of Zach, I need action, that's a fact.
I style, no stylish. No Chanel, Saint Laurent, Gucci back. Lifestyle, no stylish. Louis Vuitton, Jimmy Choo, that's on you, huh? Diamonds on my neck, frozen tears. Hopping out the jet, leers. Bad bitches getting wet here. Yeah, don't call me till the check's clear. I style, no stylish. No Chanel, Saint Laurent, Gucci bag, huh? Lifestyle, no stylish. Louis Vuitton, Jimmy Choo, that's on you, huh? No stylish.
Fubar Radio presents Callum
McSwiggan. We are now joined by Ben de la Creme.
Hello, how are you guys?
I think sometimes there can be a misconception that drag queens can be very catty and overly competitive.
The queens that always inspired me, a lot of them can be a little catty and bitchy. And a lot of that is paying pain forward. These people who didn't necessarily feel like they had the love and acceptance they needed from their families or their communities could walk in and be a maternal figure. Those people who could be a little negative toward each other melt away because these queens gave them a sense of belonging and a sense that who they were was okay.
Every Wednesday from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I know you're gonna do it for the gram, right?
DA got that dope.
First things first, I fuck, get all the money. Bitches love me, keep it honey. Bitches like you, cause you funny. Niggas ain't stunners, I'm the one that came and fucked the summer. I got a black Barbie, she into Minaj. I'ma fuck her all night till I come nothing. Sip got me buzzing, I am not a husband. I could be your daddy cause I am a motherfucker. Fuck niggas mugging, these niggas sweet muffin. Put my seed on her face, she get smashed like a pumpkin. Ooh, she love it, do me rougher. Talk that nasty, when I smack your ass cheek. Can you make a dip? Make a dip, 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 make a dip. Here, baby, take a sip, take a sip, take a sip, take a sip. Lick a lip, lick a lip. Yeah, baby, I just wanna see you dip, see you dip. Make a dip, make a dip, make a dip, make a dip, make a dip. Yeah, baby, take a sip, 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 take a sip. Yeah, baby, show me how you make a dip. Santana bandana on the twist, got your bitch wave riding on my dick. Many niggas ain't shit. I done came back with the hits, fresher than the pillow with the fucking mint. What I said, I meant, this shit is big. I came to flex, look in the mirror, look at your ass, fuck a career. How you make a G-string just disappear? She like, buy me other shit, I need bags, I need fits, I need cash, I need cash, I'm just really nigga rich. Make it splash, but before I get you drip, I just got one question, bitch. Can you make a dip, 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 make a dip. Here, baby, take a sip, take a sip, take a sip, take a sip. Lick a lip, lick a lip. Yeah, baby, I just wanna see you dip, make a dip, make a dip, make a dip, make a dip. Make a dip, make a dip. Yeah, baby, take a sip. Take a sip, take a sip, take a sip, take a sip, take a sip. Yeah, baby, show me how you make a dip. Show me how you make a dip. Show me how you make a dip, 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 make a dip. Yeah, baby, show me how you make a dip, 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 make a dip. Yeah, baby, show me how you make a dip.
How do you make it dip, Tiger? That's what I want to know. Dip it in eggs, dip it in cheese, I don't know. Dairily Dunkers, that's the kind of thoughts I have when I'm listening to that song. Another banger from Tiger, but it's only 2 minutes long. These newfangled artists creating these songs that are only 2 minutes is crazy. Although, kind of good as well because you don't get bored halfway through because it's only 2 minutes. There's no way you can get bored in 2 minutes. Now, talking about getting bored in 2 minutes, I certainly did not get bored last night when I went to see King Princess at XOYO. What a sick performance. Wow, wow, wow. She is a star in the making. She's not even 21 yet. She's released her first EP, Make My Bed, and her lead singles, 1950 and Talia, went absolutely nuts. Now, a lot of people heard about this girl when Harry Styles tweeted the lyrics to one of her songs, 1950. And she is managed / signed to the label of Mark Ronson. So he's co-signed her, which is very important, and also works with some of the biggest people in the industry. He produced Lady Gaga's album. You know, this guy is doing big things, so it's kind of a good place for her to be in. She played XOYO. XOYO is a really interesting venue because it's always very, very packed, very, very tight. She'd sold it out. And a lot of people I saw on Twitter were trying to get tickets. She's an in-demand girl, and obviously this was her only UK performance. This was the last performance of her tour as well, so it was a little bit extra special. It was a really beautiful performance. It was absolutely packed to the rafters. She was really, really great. She identifies as genderqueer and gay. And we know she's got a girlfriend. She's dating Amanda Stenberg. She talked a lot about that in the set. And basically, what I've worked out, and I told my other gay girlfriends, is that this is the best place for gay dating, because it was essentially, including me, a room full of LGBTQ plus women having a rave to King Princess. And she kept making the point, being like, there's a lot of lesbians in the room, I can see a lot of you are gay. So if you are looking for a date, you're a girl looking for another girl, and you fancy, I don't know, maybe speed dating, I think we could create something with King Princess. I don't know. It was just a perfect venue. Everyone was very happy and excited. Plus, her performance was unbelievable. Bearing in mind, she'd just been at Amsterdam the night before. It was awesome. She was incredible. She's a total babe. She's still so young, and I think she's got so much to give. I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of next musical offering she has to drop, because I'm guessing either another EP or an album, hoping for an album, because that's longer, obviously. She obviously had a good time. She put up a picture of her and Romy from the XX having groping the boob of a cutout of Beyonce, which is something that I would enjoy to do on a night out. If anything, the perfect night out. If you haven't caught sight of King Princess yet, you really must check her out. She's, for me, I kind of feel like she's like the 2018 Alanis Morissette mixed with a few other artists. But like, Alanis Morissette is the first person that comes to my mind, like strong female lead musician who, she encapsulates the crowd like you wouldn't believe. Bearing in mind, she's like 20. She just really gets you from the minute she comes on. Her confidence is insane. And to be that young and to be that confident is pretty intense. I definitely was not that confident at 21, at 20 even. She's awesome. She's working with some very exciting artists. I think she's from New York as well. Her accent is incredible. If you appreciate a good New York accent, you'll love King Princess's accent. She's signed to Mark Ronson's Zelig Records, which is an imprint of Columbia. Keep an eye out for this girl. I think there's lots of exciting things coming from her. I think she lives in LA now or New York, but hopefully she'll be back soon in the UK. But if you haven't checked her out, please go and listen to her EP, because it's really, really good. I'm going to play one of my favourite songs from last night's performance. She kind of tells, with a lot of the songs she plays, she tells a story about why or what this is about. And this one's about someone that just basically she liked and didn't like her back. But she's written a lot of songs that are very personal to her, and she's quite honest and open about them. And I just feel like, as a queer artist, she's doing a lot of good things for the queer community. She's becoming mainstream and popular across the world, essentially, that's just wonderful for the queer community and the LGBTQ community, because the more spotlight we have on artists like her, the better. You know, it's just better. It's great. I love her. She's awesome. This is Talia. I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, my love, buried you a month or two ago. I keep thinking that you're standing on my floor, that you're waiting there for me. Hey, my love, you've walked out 100 times out. supposed to know this time that you wouldn't come, that you wouldn't come home? But for drinks I'm wasted, I can see you dancing. Took my bestest friends away, and in this mess I think I dug 1,000 graves, Talia. I hope you're happy anyway, but for drinks I'm wasted. I can see you dancing, I can lay down next to you. I can lay down next to you at the foot of my bed. If I drink enough, I can taste your lipstick. I can lay down next to you, but it's all in my head. But for drinks I'm wasted. I can see you dancing.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
The most beautiful view. You were laying by the ocean, but I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you. Talking about you. And I love watching you. Watch me slip into that dress, but you won't even let me get my shoes on. No, we ain't got long. Oh, you made me feel nostalgic. Who you been here before? Let's go somewhere way too crowded, so I can show you off. I'm sipping on champagne like it's New Year's Eve. Getting lost in your eyes, you got those emerald greens. Looking at me like I'm the baddest thing that you ever seen. Tell me everything you like, don't you be polite about it. Lips on my neck like it's jewelry. You can have what you want, you got them emerald greens. Looking at me like I'm the baddest thing you ever seen. Tell me anything you like, don't you be polite. Hit me with the time and place, cause you know we ain't got no time to waste. Oh, you made me feel nostalgic. We ain't been here before, no. Let's go somewhere way too crowded, so I can show you off. I'm sipping on champagne like it's New Year's Eve. Getting lost in your eyes, you got those emerald greens. Looking at me like I'm the baddest thing that you ever seen. Tell me everything you like, don't you be polite about it. Lips on my neck like it's jewelry. You can have what you want, you got them emerald greens. Looking at me
The woman, don't be polite about it, okay? Liza Owen, big fans of Liza on the show. She's a total babe. In fact, I was hanging out with her and Kate Nash a couple of weekends ago. Both very good singers, both very good women. She's British Cambodian and she's one of the most exciting new artists that's coming up right now. She's kind of soul pop, vibey. The production's always a very high level on her work, and she's been working with some really cool artists. She toured with Jonas Blue, singing for him, and she's just really, I'm really excited for her at the moment. She's just signed as well to Reservoir, which is really cool. They're really excited about her. She's worked with Diddy, Cedric Gervais, Bipolar Sunshine, Jonas Blue, Steve Mack, loads of people. And she writes a lot with Ali Tamposi. Basically, she's kind of in the perfect position right now, and everyone's really excited about her. She had a gig in London last Thursday, which I couldn't make, annoyingly, because I was at another gig. But apparently it went incredibly well, and she absolutely smashed it. Also, she had a recent collaboration with BTS, the K-pop band, on Aeroplane Part 2, so make sure you go and check it out. Liza Owen, big name to watch out for. Also, she dresses very well. We love her clothes, always, always, always. She actually left London today. She's gone back to Los Angeles. She splits her time between the two because she works on a lot of music over there. But listen, you got to check out Polite. She wants you to get straight to the point with this banger. She doesn't want any fucking around. She wants to know what is going on here, right? Okay, so you better tell her. You better let her know. Now, Rita Ora has dropped a new song, Let You Love Me. She's also just announced that she's going to be on the new Clean Bandit album, which is exciting. They've announced that they're going to be launching their new album on November the 30th. We don't know what song she's on. It's called What Is Love? And it's set to be a banger because Clean Bandit are really cleaning up, right? Cleaning up, literally. Clean Bandit, clean as a whistle, cleaning up. They're just making hit after hit. So I'm excited to see what this album is all about. And of course, Rita Ora is going to be releasing a new body of work very soon. Let You Love Me is the new single. There's a video to go alongside it. It's very romantic, sexy, dance party vibe, a lot of fun. Nice to have another single from her. Really excited to see what music she's going to be releasing for this next album. This is Let You Love Me.
I should have stayed with you last night instead of going down to find trouble. That's just trouble. I think I run away sometimes whenever I get too vulnerable. It's not your fault. See, I wanna stay the whole night. I wanna lay with you till the sun's up. I wanna let you inside. Gets too real, and every time I feel I sabotage it, I start running, and every time I push away, I really wanna say that I'm sorry, but I say nothing. I wanna stay the whole night, I wanna let
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
At first I thought my signal breaking up, but then I realized you've been hanging up. And in the dead night you showed your colors. November wind, cold in the summer. It's crazy how you lose me in a dream, love. But when you had it wrapped around you so tough, you couldn't take that, now you gotta face up. Ooh, I bet you hate that, yeah. Wishing that you on the Holloway Road. Almost forgot you like a week ago. My bad if I missed ya. And if I saw you, I'd blow on you a kiss, ya. Thought I would miss ya, funny I don't. Another memory that I've outgrown. No stress, you don't deserve it. Baby, you ain't worth it. So
we are live. Yo, what are we saying?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy as Larry today, as are you.
Yeah, man, good day, sun shining outside. It's England, we lucky today, man. I don't know what's going on.
Why is it sunny still?
I think it's because we're about to drop something.
Oh, okay. You've gone straight in here because I've got some questions for you, but
okay.
You're about to drop something new, are you?
Soon, yes, yeah, soon. We're just sorting it out, making sure. That was a premature announcement, but it's coming.
Just fine-tuning it.
Yeah.
Have we got a date or is it still very vague?
Very vague, but the song's finished, videos... Location is sorted, we just gotta shoot it and then it's done.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's the vibe of the video? Can you tell us anything about it?
It's like a playful, fun video. So okay. the track is kind of like a fun, dancey, bouncy track.
Yeah.
And it's like a fun video. I don't want to give it away, man.
Okay.
We've got a little secret there. I don't want to give it away.
So Gasolina is what we're gonna play today.
Yeah, Gasolina.
That's your latest track.
That's the latest single.
Now, I've got a few girl questions for you here.
Ooh.
You said you loved her, but you lied. Why did you lie, SS? Why did you lie?
All right, cool.
Look me in the eye and tell me why you lied.
This was a song that I made like maybe a year ago. I'm a new person now. I'm better. I don't lie anymore, man.
Females, are you sure?
I'm 100%. 100%.
Is this new song like, I didn't lie this time?
It's not.
Maybe you can do that one in the future.
Yeah, that's coming. Okay. We got to work on that one.
Well, I'm pleased that you've turned over a new leaf.
We try.
Because this is kind of like an anti-love anthem, isn't it? It's like,
wow, why are you coming for me?
Oh, no, that's not a bad thing. Who says that I'm obsessed with love? I don't care.
Well, you don't like love?
No, I like the, I do like love.
You've got to like love.
But I also like being honest about not wanting love. Okay, I think it's fair enough if you're a girl or boy or whatever, you can say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be in love with you. Well, I just want to bang. But as long as you're upfront about it and you're honest.
It's cool.
I might think you're a dick or you might think I'm a dick.
But it's the truth, isn't it? But and at least we all know we're all on the same level. Yeah,
we all know that we're all dicks. But as long as you're upfront about it, that's what I had to ask you about the lying.
I like you, you're funny, man. We all know that we're dicks.
You know it's true. So tell me, life is good for you today. We've just been discussing.
Yeah,
life the sun is
good.
Shining.
Sun is shining. We got paid for some music today. Contracts are all signed. Everything's happy.
Which is really, good. Which is actually sometimes a long-standing thing in music. You don't get paid for a long time for music.
Yeah.
But that's cool though.
It's cool.
PPL,
when you do get
PPS.
Paid, it's happy. PPL, PRS.
That's it.
All of them. UCAP, ACAP, SCAP.
Oh, he's got all. That's the thing. It's like now, artists actually have to know about this shit,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Because back in the day, artists didn't, and the managers dealt with everything, but they also took like 30-40%.
Yeah.
You have to kind of be on it now, otherwise you might have your money stolen.
For real. We're on everything, man. No one's stealing from me.
No.
We're on everything.
Got it. Got it unlocked.
I need to get all my percentages, all my money. I need everything right how it needs to be, man.
Yeah,
everything.
That's it. That's what the music industry is about, though. You've got to be switched on, otherwise you get mugged off.
And a lot of people are getting mugged off, man, and it's sad. Like, I'm seeing a lot of people that are young, like younger than me, my age, are just getting ripped off, and it's sad, man. I hate it. That's the one thing in music. You got to make sure you have your solicitors, your business side has to be sorted. As it's even more important than the music.
Just in case anyone tries to sue you.
Just in case.
What would you if you were going to get sued for something? What would it be?
Ooh.
Lying about being in love with someone.
Yeah, I would probably tell her that I was in love and I lied.
you naughty boy.
You're coming for me, you're going to make all the girls hate me, man.
No.
Why are you
girls,
doing this
No,
for?
Because yeah. you have redeemed yourself. You're a new man.
We changed, no.
You know, that's all that matters.
It's true.
Do you have a specific lady friend now or are you still perusing the market? Oh, he's keeping that on the lock. Okay, we don't have to ask that.
It's a bit of a sticky one still.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck to her. The tour's coming sooner than you think. You tweeted that the other day.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. We're working on, trying to get some good dates in. I want to have good dates. I don't want to have,
rubbish dates.
Yeah, I want to have
What's
good
dates.
What's,
like, a rubbish date? Sunday?
No, not like an actual day. I mean, like, just a shit tour, innit? I don't want to have a shit show. I want the show to be like, oh, okay, rah.
What's the dream venue in London?
Wembley, man.
We got
to sell out Wembley one day.
Oh,
man.
Safe. You got, babe, gotta, I appreciate that so much.
We got to sell out Wembley. Why?
Because I feel like, number one, it's not the venue I'd think of because it's quite an overwhelming venue. But also I think when you're an artist or when you're doing whatever you want to do in life, you've got a pit for the one most important, biggest. What is the biggest... Craziest.
What's the biggest stadium
dream?
In England? It is Wembley, isn't it? What's the biggest stadium in England?
No, it's Wembley.
In London.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. It's definitely Wembley, right? Nah, Wembley.
Was it Wembley?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to sell out Wembley, man. Wembley.
Shoot for the stars. You've got to go high.
For real.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
I'd be happy with XOYO, but listen.
Hey, we could start there, though. If XOYO wanna, you get me?
Wanna
we could
play?
Do something, get me on the opening up. We'll open opening up someone's headline and we'll just shut it down, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what we do.
If you were going to collab with someone like that, go on tour, do some supporting, is there any artist that you're like eyeballing, like I'm really liking what he or she's doing right now?
I don't think so, I don't think there's anyone that I would want to be on there, I would want to be on it. Maybe Stormzy. I see Stormzy's tour did very well. Obviously, Nines is doing a Crop Circle tour right now.
Yeah.
I would... Happy so going, any of them, yeah.
Yeah, they're the artists that you're looking at. Is there any other artists that you'd recommend to us to check out right now?
Unknown artists that you don't know of?
Yeah.
Yeah, check out some of the Mandem, man. Check out Lucid, check out A2. That's not even the Mandem still, but check out A2 because he's cold. flipping.
You can say fucking, don't worry.
I don't really swear, you know. I can't lie. I'm a good guy, man. We don't really swear. We don't really treat girls bad. Like, we do good over here, man. We treat girls good, make sure everything's happy.
He's mopping up his mess from earlier here. Making sure I know that he's a romantic at heart.
I'm a softie, you know.
I can tell you are. That's why I'm asking you this. If I really thought you were a meanie, I wouldn't have asked you. I can tell you're a softie.
Yeah, like, if I get to know you and we're cool, we're just chilling, you're going to see the soft side of me. You're going to be like, oh my God, you're such a wet wipe.
I love wet wipes.
That's me, man. I'm a wet wipe, you know. I can't lie.
I love wet wipes, so that's fine. Wet wipes are really useful.
Dripping.
Do you know what I mean? Dripping. Would you do a romantic, like, your next song, is it, would you do like romantic songs, or is it?
Yeah, 100%. We've got girl songs. We've got like, could I play you something? If we could play you something, how could I,
Well, what you can do is send it to us and we'll play it next week.
Yeah, we could do that. I've got like, yeah, I'll do that.
Let's have a little romance session together after this. Not like that, if she's listening. Not like that.
What do you mean? You're going to get me in trouble. Hey, Baze, I'm playing, man. Baze, I'm playing.
Not me. I'm not doing anything. So what are you excited about for the next few months? What's the thing that you're really looking forward to? Because obviously...
Touring.
Yeah, that
touring.
Is...
Touring. That's the one thing on my mind right now. Like, I wake up and I just want to be doing shows. We're supposed to be in a show at Ayanapa, Cypress Break. I was supposed to be doing Cypress Break with Phaser, but... I don't have a passport at the minute. My passport has expired, so...
Oh, for goodness
imagine that.
Sake.
I could have been in Ayanapa. I could have been in Ayanapa Cypress Break right now, and we found out too late I couldn't get my passport sorted, so I couldn't make it, so...
Babe, that is... you need to get to that passport office right now.
I know, we sorted it out, we sorted it out.
Get that boot. What are your pickies like from the photo booth? I always love to see them. Are you looking fly?
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't look good.
Nah, no one looks good in those things.
I don't look good. It looks like I'm in jail. Like,
listen, it's a good look. If it worked for that model who's now really famous, he got his mug shot.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah, yeah, that light skin guy with the blue eyes. Yeah.
He's like married to Chloe Green now from Top Shop.
Is that where he went?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's got a baby.
Wow, they got a child.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I got some serious gossip for you over here, man. Now let's get back to the music.
That's mad. Let's go.
When you get in the studio, how does it work for you? Do you always go with the same producer? Do you like to mix it up? How do you kind of write the music? How does it all happen? How does the magic happen?
All right, cool. So the same guy that does my lyrics, that's on lyrics,
yeah,
is the same guy that makes the beats.
Is that confusing for you? Yeah, a little bit.
Because it's me.
Yeah.
It's all me.
Oh my God, for a minute there, I thought you were saying that someone else wrote your lyrics, and I was like, this is so awkward because I don't know what to say. And I was like, wait, someone else writes your lyrics and does your production?
No, it's all me.
Oh, you're so talented. And wait, that was really freaked me out because I was like, as an interviewer, I did not know what to say with your
candid. Honestly, I tried to catch you off guard. I was like, all right, cool, let's have fun.
Okay, 1-0 to you, my friend. No, actually, 1-0.
No, it's 1-1. It's 1-1. You got me earlier. It's 1-1 now.
Okay, so flying solo all the time?
Yeah, so, yeah, no, not all the time. Sometimes, so my creative process is I'll have a beat, I make the beat, and I usually just freestyle to that until I catch something that I like, and then we'll work from there, whether that something is melodies or a catchphrase or a word.
Ooh,
or
sick.
Literally, it could be a yeah, and I'll be like, yeah, we'll work from there, and that's the starting point, and we'll finish the song on from there. So the beat, before I jump on the beat, it will never be finished. It's always like a little skeleton or a demo or something, mm-hmm. and then I'll build it from there to a finished completion.
Do you have a lot of voice notes on your phone?
Oh, my God. So many. If I was to lose my phone, I was thinking about this the other day, if I was to lose
back
my
it up.
Phone, oh, that's what I need to
back
do.
Back it up, back it up.
Back it up, back it up, back it up.
Seriously, they were not lying when they said back it up, back it up, back it up. They weren't talking about bottoms. They were talking about iPhone.
They need to back up everything.
Yeah, iCloud that shit, mate. iCloud everywhere and bottoms. Put the bottoms on iCloud. Put yourself on iCloud. Get that back up on iCloud.
I really like you, you know. We're friends after this interview,
man. We are friends.
Man.
We're 100%, best friends. 100%. I'll come and make some music with you. You don't even need to ask me. It's fine.
What?
So when you do have other people come into the studio, when you're mm-hmm. doing your creative process, do you find it weird? Because I guess if you're used to doing things so low.
Yeah.
I still can't get over that you got me so hard then. I honestly thought you were like seriously saying, I don't
someone
write
else
my
writes
music.
My lyrics.
Someone writes my lyrics and they produce my songs. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. You've got a ghostwriter and a ghost producer. That's super weird.
Nah. So it's cool, man. It's weird. Like, when we're in the studios with other people, it's like, people are weird, innit? Everyone's different. So it's
everyone's
like, some
weird.
People will be jumping up and down and we're like doing craziness. And then some people will literally be like, it's just work. And it's like, we're just getting the job done.
Yeah.
But it's always good vibes. It's always good energy, happy. We're always laughing. Like, it's always positive.
But it's kind of weird, isn't it? Because it's like speed dating in a way. It's that awkward, you've never met the person and you've just got to spend between 30 minutes and like a full day just talking to them about shit.
Literally. But it's cool though. I find I'm kind of good at like socializing. I'm not too bad. Like, I'm good at speaking.
That's how we're
people.
Best friends within 4 minutes of interview.
Literally.
That you're just a social king.
What star sign are you?
Leo. What star sign
Ooh,
are you?
That's my mum's star sign. My mum's a Leo. I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, what does that mean for us?
I have no idea. I was hoping you knew.
Nat, can you Google what it means for Capricorns and Leos, please?
I was hoping you knew. Come on, Nat.
Well, it's a full moon,
hopefully
so that
you lot
might
got
be something
Wi-Fi
else.
Fast Wi-Fi here.
Yeah, Nat's the fastest in the West, even though we're in, like, East.
North. We're in
yeah,
North right
east.
Now, no?
Yeah, Northeast.
This is North. N7. That's North, no?
Yeah. I don't know where we are. I come here every week.
Where are you from?
Here we go. It will be a rare occasion when Leo is attracted to a Capricorn.
What?
But the other way around, the attraction seems more probable. So you
so
fancy
what are you
me,
to
but
say?
I
you
don't fancy.
You're not into me.
This is just what the facts are saying. However, they won't often get to the sexual part of their relationship. For even though they both might enjoy the chase, they will not see their future together.
This interview is now over. I'm upset.
Romeo Dunn. Listen.
No, I'm playing.
Listen. That doesn't mean anything.
I'm playing.
But I do now know that you fancy me from that.
A little bit.
Okay.
You know, I'll admit, a little bit.
That means he doesn't. If he did fancy me, he'd go, no. Like, you know, boys do in the playground. No, I don't. Anyway, stop flirting with me. Gasolina, tell me about this song.
All right, cool. Gasolina, that's my newest single. It's one of my favourite songs that I've done.
It's a revy song.
Really, yeah. It's a what?
Rev, like gets you revy. Revving.
What's that?
You know, like when you rev, I made it up. It's like when you rev a car engine, you go vroom vroom, you know?
It's a bit revy.
Yeah.
You've made up your own cool words now.
Yeah. I'm right, like cool. Urban it's Dictionary, revy. But making them up.
All right, cool, I get it. It's, yeah. Weird. It's revy. This is revy. I got a friend called revy.
How's revy? Is it...
He's good.
Yeah? Is revy. He nice?
Yeah, he's cool.
I like Revy. Yeah, so Gasolina is a bit of a gas song. Like,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's
like
getting... That's where I got it from. Gasolina revving. That's obviously what my mind did. Whoa, I'm so clever.
I'm lost. What
yeah.
do you mean?
Gasolina is gas.
Oh, for revving the
yeah.
car.
Yeah! what kind of gasolina are you talking about?
Just what gasolina do you want it to be?
Well, because you're smoking it, and I hope you're not smoking gasolina that goes in cars.
Why not?
Well, I think that'd be a bit weird.
Is it?
I don't know. I've never done it.
I don't know, man.
Who knows? Okay,
it's whatever you want it to be.
Okay.
What is gasolina for you?
Gasolina for me is just the fluid of life.
Exactly. And it makes you happy. It makes you gassed.
Gassed. Now we're on the same wavelength.
Go.
We're like a sea just waving together in the same wavelength. I'm very excited about your next single. Can you give me a vague idea? Are we going to get it this year?
Yeah, 100%. It will be out within a month. Within a month.
You need to shoot the video, edit the video, and you're going to release them both on the same day, right?
Yeah, of course. Everything
Sick.
Comes out.
Sick. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. Oh,
it's coming.
Is that
Ooh.
You? Who's
Ooh.
Ringing you?
Hey, Dappy's calling me right now.
Shut up. Pick up to Dappy. Pick up to Dappy.
Hey, Daps, you're live right now. I'm on a radio interview, bro. You're live right now. Say something to them.
Hi, Dappy.
Yes, my guys. When you're ready, my guys.
I'm going to call you back, bro, as soon as I'm off.
Hi, Dappy.
Come on.
That's really cool.
Just got a random live call from Daps. Just random. Just.
I really like that because I honestly thought it was going to be your mum. I was like, pick it up.
No, Daps got a single drop in very soon, produced by me. Coming.
Sick.
I think it's out next week.
Oh, my God.
I think so, yeah.
Would you do a track with him for your...
We've got tracks. We've got a track. We've got one. I don't know if it's coming, when it's coming, but we've got one.
Oh, I'm excited
we've
about that.
We've got one. Sick.
That is literally the funniest interruption of an interview I've ever had. I love that.
A random one.
Big up to Dappy.
Big up Daps, man.
Big up to Dappy. Right, let's play a little bit of Gasolina, shall we?
Let's go. Let's get into it.
Can you introduce it for us, please, SS?
Okay, this is SS Gasolina. She my sighting, not my wife. Said I love her, but I lied.
Oh!
She my sighting, not my wife. Said I love her, but I lied. All I do is give a pipe.
all that gasoline, no. Yeah, racks up, make up, macarena. My painting, yeah, she my diva. Bust it, ballerina. I'm sipping that day, Diana, I just put a four. Yeah, the way that she made me, could tell that she been here before.
Yeah, been
see,
here
them
before.
And there, they ain't got no game, them and there, no source. She just see them and she on, man, that girl so bougie. I'm a digger, I hit back, then she cut me, but I'm winning now. Hop on top and then she spin around. They ain't hear that shit been about. She my sighting, know my wife, said I love her, but I lied. All I do is give her pipe, and she cannot stay the night. I smell that gasolina. Yeah, racks up, make up, macarena. My painting, yeah, she my diva. Bust it, ballerina. I smell that gas, turn off until she vomit. She like that cash, guess we gon' fizz in common. She just bust it open, this it, I don't do this often. Dap on the good, I can fast like Sonic. She my sighting, know my wife, said I love her, but I lied. All I do is give her pipe, and she cannot stay the night. Yeah, verse 2, still sipping the dice. Yeah, she pour for me, I swear she's high. She Maria, the patch, she a G, she done too right for the team. She mixed off white, whispering. She so fine, she a G, she boss it open just for me. It's our secret, I won't speak.
I promise.
She so fine, she a G, she boss it open just for me. It's our secret, I won't speak.
I promise.
She my sighting, know my wife, said I love her, but I lied. All I do is give her. And she cannot stay the night. I smell that gasolina. Yeah, racks up, make up, macarena. My painting, yeah, she my diva. Bust it, ballerina. I smell that gas, turn off until she vomit. She like that cash, guess we gon' fizz in common. She just bust it open, this it, I don't do this often. Dap on the good, I can fast like Sonic. She my sighting, know my wife, said I love her, but I lied. All I do is give her pipe, and she cannot stay the night.
This is Reggie Snow and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Focus on my love. Focus on my love. Focus on my love. Focus on my love. Yeah. I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. I just want you to focus on my love. Throw my mind like explosions. Just one touch leaves me helpless. I'm repeat like it's endless. But she's tied to a white dress. Looks so good, damn, you did this, yeah. I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. I just want you to focus on my love.
I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. I just want you to focus.
so good, damn, you did this, yeah. I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my, I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my, I just want you to focus on my love.
AG remix of Focus, Charlie XCX. We love that song in this FUBAR radio show. Fia Moon's here.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
We were just discussing spiders, weren't we? Fuck spiders, man. They're
they're horrendous.
It's the second time I've mentioned spiders today.
Really? What was the first?
Well, I was talking about my horrible ordeal coming out of my flat this morning.
It's traumatising.
It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. You are living full-time in London now, right?
I am,
You're from Ireland originally.
From Dublin, yeah.
And you lived in LA. Did you live in LA for a bit? Just travelling back and forth?
Yeah, I was travelling. I recorded the EP in LA. But I'm based in London, so yeah.
How is that? Because obviously Ireland is a very musical place. It's not necessarily, I don't know about the kind of music you're making now, but in general, like historically, it's very musical.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, gosh, we've got Hozier. I think especially at the moment, there's a lot of urban acts like Sule and Kojak. I don't know if you know them. I guess for me, the type of music that I wanted to do, London was more the place for me, like pop. And the producers that I'm working with are kind of based here, so
which is useful. Useful to be very close to them. Do you miss Ireland though? Do you miss being there?
Yeah, of course. I mean, to be honest, I think the biggest things that I miss are my family, my friends, fresh air.
You don't have much of that here.
No.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's
why would you do that to me?
It's the smoke I put out.
It's just horrendous.
Yeah, I know. I'm awful.
The thing is, I grew up by the sea and I grew up, you know, the mountains being like a 20-minute drive away. And I think for me, the biggest thing that I miss about home is, I guess, having my family and being more outdoorsy. Because I think naturally I'm not like
a
city indoorsy person. I'm more kind of...
Want to get out into the mountains.
Yeah, well, it's nice that the weather is nice today. I mean, it's been freezing for the past few days.
Yeah, it's weird because it's actually hot today.
It's like summer.
Yeah. It's very confusing that we're going through this global warming situation.
I feel like everyone's getting sick as well. I was dying with the flu like 2 days ago, so I'm just glad that I'm... I'm sorry. The two of us just sneezing before we get on.
I know.
On here,
like, don't worry. Mine's hay fever, though.
Okay, you're not contagious.
No,
okay.
Don't worry. I'm fine. Really... I don't really get ill very easily, but when I do,
that's
it's
lucky.
Yeah. Well, it's very rare, but I do love it because it means I can watch Netflix without feeling bad. You know, take a day to yourself and just watch back-to-back Netflix.
Dream.
You are classically trained with some jazz influences in there as well.
Yeah.
From like family-based classically trained. Mm-hmm. What entails classical training? What is that?
Oh, God.
It can't all just be... It basically is.
I don't know.
I'm dumbing it down like 800%.
The thing is, I've been singing since I was literally four. Like, as soon as I could speak, my mom
sang hello to your mom.
Well, no, it was actually so funny. So I had a cold one day when I was four on holidays. And remember that Barbie song, I'm a Barbie Girl?
Do I? One of my all-time favourite songs.
So I was obsessed. I had the whole pyjama set, like everything.
Whoa, of Aqua.
Yeah.
That's the band, right?
I thought I was really cool. But I started singing that song over and over again when I had a cold.
Amazing.
And I was like hoarse, so I thought I sounded really sexy, age four, obviously.
You had that sexy flex. You were like, I
from
feel
an early
sexy.
Age.
That though. Feel yourself whenever.
I was loving it. But anyway, so basically my mom just overheard me singing over and over again those lines. And this is such a stupid story, but from that day, she just kind of catapulted me into that whole world. Like, I think she thought I was going to be the next Charlotte Church, to be honest.
She's like Simon Cowell. You've got your very own Simon Cowell of the home.
Well, back then she was my momager. I don't know.
Kris Jenner.
She would love that. Yeah.
Is she still a momager?
Kind of. She's kind of taken a bit of a backseat because I think her ideas are not
You're like,
great.
Back off, mum.
Yeah, but basically from, I think I was seven, she put me, so there was... the singing teacher that I was going to for years since I was seven, up until the age of about 17. And it was like a lot of work on your diaphragm, breathing. I know it sounds cheesy, but just really like honing in on the fact that you need to practice and your voice is a muscle, and it actually taught me so much. And learning how to sing opera songs, God, like they're so much more difficult than what I'm doing right now, and it was just such a good basis for me to start my music off on, you know.
It's a lot of artists do, because I guess a lot of especially London artists start off in a gospel choir type thing, which is a similar thing. It's like the range is much bigger than what you'd use in pop and stuff like that. And I think it's, in general, it's just must be really useful to have that in the background.
Yeah, and I mean, growing up, that was kind of my only way of doing it. I mean, I wasn't doing anything else other than going to my singing lessons every week and just looking forward to it and singing at family gatherings and things like that, you know.
And how do you think it's, because you are making pop music now, how do you think the classical has influenced your maybe it made you be like, I don't want to make music like that? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course. I think more definitely in line with I don't want to make music.
So like, you don't want to be, just to clarify, no Charlotte Church, no Catherine Jenkins?
Catherine Jenkins. Probably not. Who knows what the future holds? I don't know.
Never say never. but it kind of helped you find pop.
Yeah, of course. But I was actually doing a lot of gigs in Dublin when I was in school and things like that. I was doing like pubs and clubs, and I was doing a lot of covers. And I think that was what had the biggest influence on me now, because I was learning like 40 songs to perform a night.
Who was your favourite person to cover?
I loved that song Torn by Natalie.
Oh, Natalie Imbruglia.
I was obsessed with that one.
Oh my God. It's such a like moody song.
All the
90s
songs. I just loved all of them. So I used to play in this place called the Residence Club, which is kind of like the Ivy.
Okay.
Proper posh.
Oh yeah, posh people stuff.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Like
so
it.
I used to play there every Friday, and I kind of had to play the posh songs for them, you know.
Oh, I love it. 90s posh songs.
Yeah. Well, that sounds really weird.
Have you seen the video for Torn?
Yeah.
I just love
so
the idea
hot,
of like, you like recreating that video in the middle of a really posh restaurant, just like writhing around on the floor
with no one actually listening.
No one's listening. They're all eating dinner and looking at you like, what is this girl doing?
That was actually the vibe. But anyway,
good.
But that taught me a lot. Like,
it's hard to play to those audiences. You need to get used to it.
Yeah, but the thing was, I was just so delighted. I mean, back then I was so young and I was making money from doing that, and I was just
which
the happiest.
Is all you want, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just so I think, going back to your question, that taught me more than anything, like the structure of how to write a pop song, just different melodies, things like that. It just really helped to influence my writing now.
And what are you up to right now? Like, are you back in the studio? I know we're going to play Take in a little minute.
We're playing Take. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And you've got Settle Down as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about what you're working on.
Yeah, well, Take only came out on Friday.
Yeah, well, we're very up to date in this.
I see.
We're so on the money.
Because I thought
money.
You were playing Settle Down. I don't know why.
No, we're like very
you're
on the money.
You're way more advanced.
Yeah, we're like literally so far ahead of the game. No, we're going to play the brand new one.
Great.
The new music.
Canoe me. So that came out last Friday.
Yeah.
Right now I'm just actually working on the release plan for the next single, which I'm really excited about.
Are you just going to keep dropping singles?
I think maybe one or two more before the end of this year. And then I have a few more lined up for next year.
Back-to-back singles everywhere.
I think so. Yeah, well, the thing was, I recorded an EP in LA and I thought that Take and Settle Down was going to be part of a body of work with, you know, the EP. And I think just singles are the way to go right now because I'm just so new on the scene.
100%. I think dropping an EP when you haven't solidified what you want to achieve I think that's a really good idea, because the singles, it's just bite-sized chunks of you that everyone can have.
Yeah, and I'm so excited about the next one. I can't wait for you to hear it. And just working on a release strategy for that. Have a couple of gigs lined up.
Where are you going to be playing? Where can we come and watch you?
So still in discussion, so it's still very early days, but hopefully a couple in Dublin. I'll let you know as well. I did my first little gig on Monday in Folklore.
How was that?
That was so nice.
Yeah.
That was my first time playing live, my original things with the boys. Yeah. And this is my first time on radio.
Oh my God, welcome to the radio world.
Yeah, thank you for
world.
Having me. This is like a virgin moment. Thank you so much.
I have so many virgin moments.
I'm so happy that you're part of mine. Like,
I'm happy that I'm part of yours, babe. I'm happy to be here for you.
Aww.
I do tend to break a lot of people's virginity.
Yeah, but don't break my heart.
Virgin, radio virgin. I won't, I promise. I'm very long-term... you know, I'll keep in touch. Don't worry.
Friends forever.
Friends forever.
Okay, good.
So we can check out your at Fear Moon. Music.
Yes.
On socials, which is where we'll see all the gigs and stuff coming up, right?
Yeah.
And then in a minute, we're going to play Take.
Amazing.
Is there any, because obviously you're dropping singles right now, mm-hmm. but you're in the studio working with producers. Is there any artists that you'd be like, oh, I really want to work with them? Other than Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, obviously. Gosh,
you should recreate her video for Torn, by the way.
Maybe. I actually am working on the video for my next single at the moment. I'll FYI. Use that as a reference. I'll let you know.
Just saying. Yeah. Bring that 90s. Do you know what? Everyone loves the 90s and the angsty videos.
I don't know. They don't make music like that anymore. Like,
A lot of people are going into it, though.
Yeah. Like, well, I think there's a lot of influences for me as well, coming up as well with the 90s.
Who are like your biggest influences, like artist wise from the 90s? Like,
from the 90s, God, I don't know. Well, like I said, the likes of her,
Alanis Morissette, that kind of vibe, yeah.
But I grew up listening to, like, I mean, this isn't the 90s, but like Frank Sinatra and Bill Withers, and
nice.
Just real soulsy, just really like, yeah, just
music,
just proper music, mm. like with a live band and live recordings and. Yeah, they're my memories of growing up. But yeah.
We just need to keep an eye on your socials, Fear Moon Music, at Fear Moon Music, and it's at Fear_Moon on Instagram as well.
Yes.
So should we play a bit of Take? The brand new Take that you're even shook that we've got it.
Yes.
We're so ahead of the game. Can you introduce it for me, babe? And thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for having me.
Everybody go and check out Fear's socials. Make sure you're on the ball for when she next performs in London and Ireland.
Yes.
Did you say a part of Ireland that it was going to be?
Dublin,
the capital.
So do I introduce myself in the song?
You just say, this is who I am and this is what the song's called.
Cool,
it's
cool.
Weird. It's
okay,
weird.
Okay, this is going to feel weird. Okay, so this is Fear Moon. And this is Take.
Yeah, that
okay,
was perfect.
There you go. Enjoy.
Listen, look at this girl. I want a round of applause for that, please.
Thank you.
You were wonderful.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
You smashed this interview. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
This is Fear Moon Take. Oh, I just did it again. What am I like?
If I'm being honest, I blame you on the alcohol. I gave you what you wanted, but you didn't really want it at all. Yeah. I've been feeling this way of your lies and your morals. Can't think about today, can't think about tomorrow. Take what you wanna. All my rights, where they're wrong. You always play the victim. Now you can play the victim here in my song. But fuck, I still love you. I need you to break through all these evil people. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't lonely. But fuck, I still love you. I need you to break through all these evil people. I'd be lying if I said, take what you wanna. Take what you wanna. They only wanna take.
Radio presents.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Our very special guest today is none other than Toddler T. The very fetching shirt you're wearing.
I'm rinsing out, man. I type Vivian.
How I see it is, if they ain't seen it on Instagram yet, you didn't wear it.
You know what, though? I do have the nightmare. Like, if I get papped in, like, in a gom, I cannot wear that gom again.
That's
ever.
For real.
I
mean, that's so sad.
Like, imagine, you go to your bedroom, you've worn a shirt that you've worn before. Yeah. You can't, like, I want to post pictures up and everyone's going to be like, ain't he wearing the same gom he was wearing last Tuesday?
Don't you think that's so sad?
It's whack, but that's how visualized we are now, though, right?
Yeah. Every Wednesday.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. Beautiful Neo, Drive and Disconnect. Oh, God, I love her. God, I love her. Neo is amazing. Third single from her sophomore album, Saturn, that's coming out on October 26th. We've been waiting 2 years for this since her debut album or debut release. And if this third single is anything to go by, I'm very excited. I like Neo a lot. She's very true to herself. She's always stuck with what she loves. She's not an artist that just kind of put... I don't know, she's just got a lot of integrity, and I've been a big fan of her since Zillionaire, which came out in 2014, and So Good, which I still play out when I'm DJing live. She's worked with AK and Jaipur a lot. I'm just a really big fan. She's done tracks with Muramasa. It's just, she's a Vic Mensa as well. Basically, she's a real solid artist. Who I'm really excited about. I think this second project's going to be really, really lovely. She's very talented and also lovely. I once DJed with her quite a few years ago now. It was her first ever DJ set, and it was for a it was a party, and Tom Ford was there with some like real fashion people, and she was like, "Oh, hi, I'm Neo. I'm a singer." And I was like, "I know who you are. Your singing is incredible. Your music is amazing." She's just so chill and really kind of. She just hasn't got an ego. She's just a really good singer who's great at what she does, and she's confident with it. She works with Girls Irate. I've been to a couple of events with her, to those events, and she's a really, really lovely artist. So check her out. Neo, her sophomore album's coming out very, very soon, in a month or so, October 26th. It's called Saturn, and you need to get it. Go get it. Go get it. Now, I'm going to play some more music for you in a little second. Plus, we've got Champion of the Week coming up later. Another cute clue. Tonight, the band, yes, it's a band, that I'm going to be doing as my Champion of the Week is performing at the Shepherd's Bush Empire. So you better stay tuned. Otherwise, you're going to miss it. Now, Little Sims is back. We love Little Sims. This is her new track, Offense. I'm really excited about this girl. I love her a lot. I went to see her a while ago. I think it was in Brixton. I can't actually remember. She's got such a stage presence, and she's been biding her time making music. And I haven't listened. I'm looking forward to listening to her album, which is coming very soon. This is Offense.
Until I hit him with the realness. Figured I should say something, but you don't wanna hear me vent. You could talk bad all day long, I will never be impressed. Don't know what I did to make you feel that you'd be earning my respect. You do not scare me, no, you are not a threat. Anyone that want it, they can get it in a flash, no sweat. If you're gonna talk on my name, be saying with your chest. Got my team on deck, taking out all pawns on my night, got your queen in check, mate. Don't get touchy, don't be getting nigga feelings. All I do is kill shit, even when I'm chillin'. I'm Jay-Z on a bad day, Shakespeare on my worst days. Never been a punk, trust you can get it in the worst way. Fuck it, let me get a birthday cake, and it ain't even my birthday. Cause when I switch, then they wanna say that I'm a bitch.
You're not listening. I said it with my chest, and I don't care who I offend.
Came through swinging at the gate on a mad run, no fucks. Stepping to the kid, trying to bring it. I promise you'll have no luck. You sold out for a quick buzz, and honey, you got no love. No less than what I know that I'm worth, and I won't budge. In and out the doorways, jugging through the broad day. Where would I be now if I went in none of your way? I've been exhausted, man, I think I need a tour break. Might take a trip to the Philippines and my Spanish boy, Jorge. Hold on my blood, I come back in town and I need an ounce, give me more place. Take mom on the street, like it, anything you want, this is your day. I follow the white rabbit, got a couple carrots, I know that I got bad habits. Tryna find a balance, I'm in the store like I wanna have it, I gotta have it. You are not the toughest or baddest, my pen is the maddest. I'll probably end it quick reason, it's never right, I'm honest. Gas never lane, even on 10, and still they can't manage. They think I'm a shy one, like nah, Sims won't flip. But when I switch, then they wanna say that I'm a bitch.
I said it with my chest and I don't care who I offend.
Love that song. Dominique Dubois is here.
Hi.
How are you, babe?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm very well. How are
you? Busy girl, aren't you?
Very.
You just told me you've been back in the studio. We're gonna play your latest track, Ready For Me.
Great.
But you're back in the studio. This one features IO Beats, but you're back in the studio.
Yeah, I've just done another one with AO as well. So that's the next one that'll be getting released after this one, which is really good.
So you guys just work really well together?
Yeah, really well and really quick. Which is great. We just get in the studio, we write, we produce at the same time, and then it's done within about 4 or 5 hours. and that's been like that every song. So it's really good. He is a dream to work with.
And how did you kind of originally link up?
I think it was I'd done a show, and he came over to do a show and we were doing the show at the same time in Notting Hill.
Oh.
And then he showed me some stuff that he was working on. I showed him some stuff I was working on, and then we just got together and it went from there. Yeah, and it was it was nice. It was lovely. It was great.
Do you feel like it's an easy thing to find in the industry, people that you work with that are just exactly like that? You can get back in the... Yeah, no, it's not easy, right?
No, it's hard. I find it hard.
Yeah.
Because I've got a certain way of working, which is quite fast. And if somebody's like a bit not doing what I like, I know it sounds really bad, that.
No, but you've got to kind of have your vibe, because I know a lot of producers and writers who are like, oh, I can't work with an artist if they're like this. It's vice versa. Like, if you, you know, you need to
be... I
think
if you click with them. And he's very creative. He likes to get down and just do the work. And it's just easy.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's not difficult. So I think when it's easy, it's a lot better for me to be able to be creative. It just works.
Yeah. It's a nice little thing. Maybe you should do an album together.
Yeah. Well, we've done three songs so far, so probably.
Quarter of the way through, basically.
Yeah, so we're halfway there.
You grew up in Liverpool, obviously a massive music city.
Yeah.
Vibrant.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up in terms of influences in the music scene?
It was really, well, obviously because of the Beatles.
Yeah.
That was like one of the main influences. But then I grew up a lot on Tamla.
Yeah.
And a lot on Motown as well. Yeah. So that's where my influences came from. But Liverpool was just always thriving with lots of musicians. So it was great. But I was only young. So then by the time I was like 16, 17, I was starting to go to America. So that was fun. So, yeah.
Would you like working in America?
It was fun at the time. Yeah. It was lovely. Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
And are you based here now? Or
in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been for years now.
Yeah, which is kind of where you need to be in a way for music and working with artists and producers and stuff.
Yeah, because I did a lot of travelling back and forth. When I was younger, I'd done so much travelling back and forth. And now I'm settled. My son's settled in school. Everything's just around. So it's a lot easier for me to...
What does he think of your music?
Sometimes he likes it. Sometimes he hates it. Sometimes I give him a...
But they're the most honest critic. They're the most honest kids.
Sometimes I give him a headache. he said to me the other morning that I woke him up and he was like, all I heard was you singing. And I just thought, oh, God, love him.
Oh, my God, I love that.
But he does like the last song. And he likes a new song as well. So he likes these two.
So we know it's good then.
Yeah, so these two are okay. But the rest of them, he's always had mixed emotions.
And is there any, other than IO Beats, is there any other artists that you'd really like to collab with or get in the studio with?
Oh, gosh.
Or anyone that you've worked with before that you really like?
Do you know
like?
What I really do like? Jai Denner. Is it Jai Denner? I can't say his name properly.
Oh, I don't know.
He's an American American artist. He's really cool.
Did you work with him?
No, I've not, but I'd like to.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, he is one. Jai Denner. Jai Denner. It's so bad that I can't say his name.
I've actually not heard of him, so I'm not sure.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, it's great. He is really good.
What kind of music is it?
It's, oh God, how can I say this? It's very soulful.
Oh, okay, nice.
But with a bit of, remember Frank Ocean came out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was different.
Yeah.
And he had his own style. This is what he has, so it's very difficult for me to kind of explain.
He's got his own thing going on, but he's
definitely
got,
yeah, it's very soulful, but he's definitely got his own little vibe going on, which I like.
And is there any UK artists that you'd hit up for a collab?
God, there's so many, because there's so many great artists now.
But that's the thing, and it's difficult.
It's difficult to sit there and say, because I think there's so many talented artists right through the genres of all different types of music that it would be a shame to say, oh, I would just like to work with him or her, because there's so many great artists right now.
But the next come January in the next year you're going to be doing a lot more in the studio, right? Getting back
yes. Well, I'm in the studio now, and then January January will be the one where I'm kind of doing more releases and live shows.
Because you're dropping another release very, very soon.
Yes. Definitely dropping another release.
Yeah. But this track with Ayo, is it going to come out this side of the year, do you think?
Yes. I think, definitely coming out this side of the year. I think it was already, all the promotion and everything's being done now for the video and all that. So I think probably within the next couple of weeks, it's
amazing. God, it's such a busy year for you.
Thank you.
In terms of being a singer in the music industry right now, what is your vibe about the change? Because as you said, you've been working in music since you were 16, 17.
Yeah.
Has there been any kind of, for you personally, major changes that you've noticed in the
Gosh, it's so much because I'm quite old. I'm a lot older now. So for me, I see so many different changes. Lyrically, melodically, what people now are writing about. So I think as the time is going on, the generations are changing.
Yeah.
I think things, what they're writing about is a lot more different to what it was when
More open,
I was,
would you say?
Would I say more open? Oh God, probably not. I reckon the guys are more verbal with what they all want to do to each other and all this. I think they're a lot more verbal in what they want to say. But I think the vulnerability is gone. I think the vulnerability between a male artist and a woman artist, everybody now wants to really promote this side chick, this next guy, and it's just the vulnerability is gone now. So no man wants to sit there and actually sing about a woman or express the true feelings.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So that's what I do think, that a lot of things have changed. I think it's the vulnerability in music and where they can express themselves to each other is gone because it's the promoting too much of this. It's great to be with 10 women, or it's great to be with 10 men, or it's great to be going around and having arguments. All the vulnerability is gone and the true emotion,
You're a romantic at heart, aren't you?
Probably. I'm a 90s, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. definitely.
Yeah. So, I know what you mean, though, because it's... But, I mean, you look at artists like Adele and stuff, and it's like...
One in a million, though. How many artists are like Adele?
No, exactly. But she does that thing where it's like she's completely emotionally there on the page. And I feel like that with you, it's like you've got to emotionally just let... When you're that kind of artist, you've got to let it out otherwise.
But then male artists, do we have any like male UK artists that still have that vulnerability that could sit there?
Do you know
I think Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, 100%. And Rag and Bone Man, I think, has been doing that as well.
Yeah.
It's nice to see men talking about mental health and things that are really, you know, getting that stuff in the public eye is really important.
Yeah.
Sam Smith.
Yes.
But it's an exciting time. As you say, every generation is a merging, weaving change. Mm. But it's also exciting for you to explore your music in a different...
Mm. Yeah, it's completely different for me because I'm like, oh God, this is...
learning.
This is new. Yeah, and I'm writing about things like, oh, you know, being out and... I'm like, this is not my life. I'm not out in the clubs or anything.
Listen,
right now.
Give it a minute. You might be back.
But I've got to sit there and write. So everything is changing. Everything is different.
Is that more difficult to write about things that you're not necessarily doing day to day? Because I know
sometimes I find it quite, because I think, you know, back when I was like, oh, because I've got my son and my life is completely different.
Mate, wait till he starts clubbing. Then you're going to be writing about him.
Yeah.
Get back home now.
Little get.
Oh, you're allowed to say all of the swear words, don't worry. Okay. Fuck, shit, everything.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, fantastic.
Should we play a little bit of Ready For Me?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
It's been lovely to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And looking forward to hearing the next single.
Thank you.
And also just all the collabs of that you've got coming up. It's a really cool track. Everyone
Thank
needs
you.
To go and check it out. Also, some more videos may be coming soon as well.
Yes, definitely.
Do you like filming the videos?
Yes, I do. I'm probably more... It's very strange because I like to
be
behind the camera more than when I'm on it. Yeah, so I'm kind of...
Were you a bit of a director?
No, I'm just shy. I just don't like
it. I don't believe you. Let's see if she's shy. This is Ready For Me. Thank you so much,
babe.
Thank
you very much. Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
And you too.
Ready For Me. You did to me, yeah. And now you're lonely. You wanna call me up and start to be. I said, oh boy, you crazy. All my girls and my girls to me are no good for me. You're no good for me.
She's on a one track. I'm just trying to get your love back. I'm begging you to stay.
What's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
You know, everybody's been telling me what they think about me for the last few months. Maybe it's time I tell them what I think about them.
Can't hear it coming down the hallway stairs from the parking lot.
Against the clock I race. Got no time to waste, I'm already late. I got a marathoner's pace. Went from addict to a workaholic. Word to Dr. Dre in that first marijuana tape. Guess I got a chronic case. And I ain't just blowing smoke, less it's in your mama's face. I know this time Paul and Dre, they won't tell me what not to say. And know me in my party days have all pretty much parted ways. You swear to God I forgot I'm the God that made not afraid. One last time for Charlemagne. If my response is late, it's just how long it takes to hit my fucking radar. I'm so far away. These rappers are like Hunger Games. One minute they're mocking Jay, next minute they get the style from Migos, so they copy Drake. Maybe I just don't know when to turn around and walk away. But all the hate, I call it walk on Watergate. I've had as much as I can tolerate. I'm sick and tired of waiting. I done lost my patience. I can take all of you motherfuckers on it. Once you want it shady, you got
don't
it.
Follow my face.
Yeah.
Don't follow my
I snap, he better fasten it, or have his body bag and zip the closest thing he's had to hit to smacking bitches. And don't make me have to give it back to academics. Say this shit is trash again, I'll have you twisted like you had it when you thought you had me slipping at the telly. Even when I'm getting brain, you'll never catch me with a thought. Lacking with it, he ain't spitting like this on his lashes. Oh, you better go back and listen, you know me better. Thinking I'll slow a lad up, call it trap, cause it's a total setup. Hoping that you rappers falling at. Dre said, hold your head up. Kathy Griffin stacking ammunition, slap the clip and cock it back on competition. This is how I shot a hit. Gabby Gifford, my attack is vicious. Jack the Ripper back in business. Tyler, create nothing. I see why you called yourself a fucking bitch. It's not just cause you lack attention, it's because you worship the 12 balls. You're sacrilegious. If you're gonna critique me, you better at least be as good or better. Better, the hood is wetter. Whatever his name is to help you put together some words. More than just two letters. The fans waited for this moment, like that feature when I stole the show. Sorry if I took forever. Here before you, and I'll be here after you. Make you running for you. Detractors, I'ma have to fuck pitchfork with a corkscrew. Just what the doctor ordered. Revenge is the best medicine. Increase the dose from least to most, and then tell the Grammys to go and fuck themselves. They suck the blood from all the biggest artists like some leeches. So they nominate them, get them there, get a name to MC to show every parasite needs a host. Then give album of the year to somebody that no one's ever even heard of. All I know is I wrote every single word of everything I ever murdered. Time to separate the sheep from goats. And I got no faith in your writers, I don't believe in ghosts. When rap needed it most, I was that wing in a prayer. A beacon, a hope, a B-I-R-D in the air. Somewhere some kid is bumping this while he lip syncs in the mirror. That's who I'm doing it for, the rest I don't really even care. But you would think I'm carrying an Oxford dictionary in my pocket. How I'm burying these artists on a scale that turns your minus plus as various as Harley. And what's scary is you probably can compare. Compare me to your car, cause I'm just barely getting started. In Forest, Lord Jamar, you better leave me the hell alone. Or I saw you and Elvis clone. Walk up in this house you own, thrust my pelvic bone. Use your telephone, then go fetch me the remote. Put my feet up and just make myself at home. I belong here, clown. Don't tell me about the culture. I inspired the Hobsons, the Logics, the Coles, the Sean's, the K-Dots, the 5'9s and O. Brought the world 50 Cent. You did squat, piss and moan, but I'm not gonna fall. Bitch. Yeah.
Can't hear it coming down the hallway stairs from the parking lot.
is Fall from Eminem's brand new album, Kamikaze, which everyone is saying is a complete reinvention back to the Marshall Mathers EP vibe. LP, rather, sorry. I'm really, obviously produced by Dr. Dre, Paul Rosenberg, and loads of other people, but the two key players that have been working with him since the beginning. That track, I really like that track. The whole thing is really cool. I'm into it. Everybody's mixed opinions on him in general at the moment. Him and Machine Gun Kelly have had a little spat, haven't they, back and forth with their little raps. I'd be interested to know what you guys think about which you prefer. Anyway, if you haven't listened to the album, it's a very much a throwback to his original stuff, and I'm a big fan of Eminem. Me and Nat went to see him at Reading Festival last year, and I cried because I loved it so much. He's just like a big part of my life musically, and I really I got deeply into hip-hop when I listened to, because obviously I listened to like Wu-Tang Clan, Gravel Pit, like that was another big song that kind of got me into hip-hop, but this album, Marshall Mathers LP, was one of the ones that really got me involved in hip-hop and Eminem as a whole. And I think this album's really exciting and cool, and I like it a lot. And also he's used up-and-coming artists. Jesse Reyez is on this album. I watched an interview with him talking about it, and he was just saying how he was watching TV or something. He was watching a program, and suddenly Jessie Reyez was there, and he was just like, who is this girl? She's incredible. And after that, just got her in, and she came and met him, and she wrote the hooks to the track. She wrote it just there and then in front of him. And she's just one of those artists that I think, I mean, if she's capturing the eye of people like Eminem, it's just, you know, it's going to be stratospheric for her. We've talked about her a lot on the show. But anyway, go and check out Kamikaze, Eminem's new album. Now, shut up, Harriet, because it is time for The Champion. The Champion. Now, this week, I am championing some artists that I interviewed at Reading Festival, Pale Waves, who are performing tonight in London. We chatted to Heather the other day. Basically, I love Pale Waves, and I listened to their new album, My Mind Makes Noises, and they're amazing. I really, really, really think they are a band to get very excited about, and I'm not the only person that thinks that, clearly, because their fan base is insane. My Mind Makes Noises goes through a lot of Heather's personal stuff and the band's personal stuff. Their label mates, the 1975, are a big fan of theirs, and you can tell, in a way, you can see some links between the two bands. It's kind of rock. If you haven't heard of Pale Waves, I'll be surprised, but it's like rock, electronica, pop music for angsty teens of the 21st century. That's how I've described it in my little bio of them. It gives me that same feeling when I was really young, listening to Linkin Park, Papa Roach, Avril Lavigne, like that kind of angsty pop rock that really was like my bread and butter as a kid. But it's so, it's almost a level of, like, it's leveled up from those albums back then. And I think they're so young, and it's so exciting because it's just everything. I mean, I'm more casually listen to hip hop and R&B than I do guitar bands, but this guitar band's got me by the throat. Like, I absolutely think this album is incredible. Favorite song is 18 on the album. It's a little angsty love story about first loves at 18, and I remember that feeling that you have when it's like your first love and you're kind of going back to that. You get a lot of that in this album, where Heather is kind of talking about her experience as a youngster and kind of sexuality and the idea of it, you know, not committing to a sexuality, like you have to be one thing or the other. Let's have a little listen. I'm gonna play 18, and then when we come back, we're gonna hear a little clip from Heather that we did at Reading Festival. This city depresses me. We'll be right back. help but sing along to that. I think I'm obsessed with them a bit. That song is 18, and it is actually a real true love story about Heather falling in love with someone and it being great and then it ending. And that's a story that is so well known in society. Like, that first love you have, like, it's, that's everything, you know? And I feel like that is what is displayed in this album. It's so, I can understand why they have such like massive fans, because they make music for people, you know. Tonight they're performing at O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire. It's sold out, I think, as is most of the rest of their tour. They're going around there in Manchester tomorrow, Nottingham on Monday. So keep an eye. If you can head down to one of them, you should do, because these guys are incredible. So we had a little chat with Heather at Reading Festival about prepping. She was really fun, by the way. Really fun, really excitable, and just really lovely girl. And her suit was incredible. But she told us a little bit about her prep before she goes on stage.
Is there any kind of rituals that you have before you go on tour? Like, as a lead singer, you need to kind of have your shit prepped before you go on stage. Are you like behind stage going like?
No, I am. I literally one moment like, and it's like app on my phone, and then I'm just
oh,
like,
what's it
like
do?
It's like a piano like scale, and I'm just like.
Sick.
Yeah. No, everyone gets really annoyed with me because like I'm in the dressing room and they're trying to play music and I'm like, shut. Because I can't play that. I need to warm up, and they're like, "Oh, Kino's going warm up outside," and I'm like,
"No, not really.
No, because I'm about to sing to everyone.
It's
no.
kind of fucking important at one point.
You go outside.
You go outside." Good words from Heather there. I love her. I'm a bit in love with her. I think this album is just really. I just really enjoyed having an album to sing along to, and like you listen to the songs once or twice and you can sing along already. That 18 what we played a minute ago, when she played that to everybody in the team, they were convinced that was the strongest track for them on the whole album. So that's probably why it's kind of one of the lead singles. Anyway, as I said, they're performing tonight in London, so make sure if you can to go and check them out at some point in their tour. I just really love this album. I really want everyone to go and listen to it. My mind makes noises. We're going to play another track, Noises, funnily enough, from the album in a little second. If you haven't checked it out already, there's a lot of songs on here. I think it's 14 tracks. It's been a long time coming, but also she has said that they're going to release a new EP very soon. Like, they're already back in the studio. There's tracks on there. There's a Honey, which is the one that went absolutely huge. Everyone went nuts over. But they've had a couple of these already released. Television Romance, Red, Black, Kiss. It's just like the album as a whole is an enjoyable listen. All the tracks are written by Kiara and Heather. So Kiara, who's on the drums and has been in the band since the beginning. Those two girls actually have been in the, they're the two kind of like founding members of the band. And then Hugo and Charlie, guitar and bass, joined in 2015. Really excited about these guys. Very lovely people. It was really exciting to get to chat to them, and also so down to earth and lovely. Also, her style is on point, so we love it. This is Noises from the album. It's this week's Champion of the Week. I love Pale Waves. This is Noises.
My mind makes noises. Too much. I'm slowly losing myself. I'm afraid that I need help.
Done it.
Pale Waves, Noises. Bloody love that. Champion of the week, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, go and check out our interview with Nina Nesbitt. She did an amazing show last night with Nordoff Robbins called they were presenting Nordoff Robbins Presents Get Loud, a charity gig last night. She smashed it at the London O'Meara. I didn't get to go down because I was at the King Princess gig, but it looked amazing on social media and I've been following it all day. So go and check out our interview because we did a dance class. You can see it on her Instagram. She posted the dance class. She's insanely good at dancing, guys. It's quite stressful. Very talented girl. We've had so many talented women on the show recently. I'm really excited. But you can go and check out all our interviews online. On the line, Ellie said then. It's been such a lovely day today. Thank you for coming and having a listen. Fia Moon, SS, Dominique Dubow, and of course, lovely champion of the week there. We're about to finish the show in a second, but before we do, I'm going to play a newish song that's been getting a lot of hype by Blythe. It's called Mission. She's getting a lot of buzz at the moment. Everybody's really excited. I saw a huge article by Pop Justice on her, which is quite like a good vibe. If you get interviewed and kind of reviewed on Pop Justice, you know you're doing something right in the pop world. Her first concert, these are some facts that I've garnered about her, right? Her first concert involved seeing Beyonce, but she fell in love with music when she went to see Katy Perry when she was 14. She grew up in Rugby, which is near from where I grew up. And in her first flat in London when she was 16, she and her friends threw stuff off the balcony and accidentally hit a police officer. Now that sounds very dangerous to me, madam. But no, I'm really excited about this girl. This track's really good. It's been on my kind of list of tracks to listen to for a while now. And she just seems like she, it's like a new up. There's a lot of up and coming girls right now. It's a time for women to kind of shine in the music industry, I think, at the moment. But that also means there's a lot of competition. So it's difficult to get into those top lists and kind of get people get excited about you, but she's featuring in all the Apple Music playlists and Spotify playlists that I follow, which is how actually I came across her. And if you want to learn more about her, you can find out there's an article on Pop Justice about meeting her and what she's all about and what she's up to. She's still young, she's very exciting, and she's, I think, she kind of reminds me, it's a kind of like bit of a Billie Eilish, English Billie Eilish vibe. I think she signed, she's not signed. She's releasing music independently, but I think she's going to sign to a big record label soon enough. They're going to get her. They're going to get her. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to today's show, Fubar Radio. I'm Harriet Rose. Up next is Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang, and we're going to finish with Mission, Blythe's new track. Make sure you go and find her on the socials and check out what she's up to, because I think we should all be very excited about this girl. See you next week. Bye.
You're out of time, hold it. You're so far behind. Now we're fine, holding on to love is this debate, and I always wanna buy. We can do better, but I never thought of it. 'Cause I didn't want it, not even a little bit. Say I should try, 'cause it seems so becoming for a girl to have a bit on the side. I'm not imprisoned by your outdated opinions. Your way of living isn't facing criticism, is it? All these traditions, there's no way I'm gonna listen. I'll do the things I should, and that's my mission. Nah, nah, nah. You're out of time, you know it. We ain't falling in line. We'll do what we do and not answering to you. We'll just play it like we're one of the guys. But you should do better, 'cause
It's not your business, not bound by definition. No.